It was pleasant to wake up in Florence, to open the eyes upon a bright, bare room, with a floor of red tiles which look clean though they are not, with a painted ceiling whereon pink griffins and blue amarini sport in a forest of yellow violins and bassoons. It was pleasant, too, to fling wide the windows, pinching the fingers in unfamiliar fastenings, to lean out into sunshine with beautiful hills and trees and marble churches opposite. And close below, the Arno, gurgling against the embankment of the road. Over the river, men were at work with spades and sieves on the sandy foreshore, and on the river was a boat, also diligently employed for some mysterious end.